Right on time, as usual. What didn't you bring? Oh, George. Hello. Have a seat in the waiting room. I'll call you when the doctor's ready.
George learned that the thing you need most in a doctor's waiting room is patience.
Huh?
A mysterious sound. George listened as quietly as he could.
Dr. Baker, we'll see you now.
Oh, great. Come on, George. We're finally getting out of the waiting room.
George gave up hope of hearing any mystery sound past that sneezing.
I'm still waiting for Dr. Gesund.
Well, I'm sure he'll be right with you. Excuse me, has Dr. Gesund seen you yet?
No. Where is he?
He should be right with you. You're waiting for Dr. Gesund, too? He should be right with you.
Oh, hi, Doctor. You remember George?
How could I forget? Before your last checkup, I never knew the X-ray machine fit out the window.
Huh?
Dr. Baker, have you seen Dr. Gesund? His patients are waiting.
No. You should check the X-ray room. And you should take off your shirt for the examination.
Yeah, sure, Doc.
George thought he'd like to be a doctor, because Dr. Baker seemed so smart. And he got to wear a really great white coat.
Okay, let's get started. Up on the scale. Whoa, I think you need to cut out the desserts. You've gained some weight.
What? I have maybe one donut a month. I run marathons. It's impossible.
Ah, same as last year.
Whew.
This is how I check his reflexes, George.
Ooh.
My knee's starting to get sore.
Oh, sorry. I never get to play with a monkey.
Dr. Gesund.
Okay, take a long, deep breath.
Oh,
I don't like the sound of that breathing.
No, George was...
Whoa. Ever use a stethoscope, George?
Huh?
I use it to hear things that I can't see.
That's the sound of my heart.
You can play with your heart while we go to the X-ray room.